Have you ever been stuck in like an argument, you know, where it feels like no one's budging and
Right.
you're like speaking totally different languages?
Absolutely.
It's so frustrating.
It is.
So today we're going to dive into some source material
Okay.
about these things called mediation mind shifts,
Interesting.
which are these mental moves that can like unlock those
Okay.
frustrating stalemates and actually help us make
I
progress.
love it.
So,
And you know what's fascinating about these mind shifts is that they're not just negotiation tactics.
right.
It's about fundamentally changing how we approach the conflict,
Okay.
how we even see the other person, and even how we think about the facts of the situation.
Yeah, and our source material actually starts with a story
Okay.
that really hooked me.
Interesting.
It's about a seasoned mediator. Like this person has tons of experience,
Right.
and they ran into this case
Okay.
where both sides had completely different expectations of what mediation even was.
Wow.
So it makes you realize that even pros
Yeah.
can sometimes trip up on these core assumptions.
Absolutely. It highlights how important aligning expectations is
Right.
right from the get-go.
Yeah.
So the source gives this example of two lawyers
Okay.
that are prepping for mediation, and one of them is picturing this classic back and forth negotiation
Right.
aiming for compromise.
Yeah.
But the other lawyer thought they were walking into a mini trial,
Oh, wow.
expecting the mediator to like make a ruling.
Oh, that's wild.
I
That's
know.
like showing up to a friendly soccer game
Yeah.
and the other team's playing rugby.
Right.
So instead of like broken bones,
Yeah.
you get a broken process.
Right.
So how did this mediator even get everyone on the same page?
Well, they wisely hit pause
Okay.
and they explained the differences between mediation and arbitration. They didn't try to force a choice or anything like that, but they just helped both sides understand their options
Got it.
so they could pick the best fit.
And this is where the source uses this analogy that I absolutely love.
Okay.
It says, arbitration is like waffles.
Okay.
Mediation is like spaghetti.
I love a good food metaphor.
Me too.
Okay,
Let's
so
break it down.
yeah, what does that even mean?
Well, waffles, think about it.
Okay.
Those neat little squares,
Yeah.
all about structure and predictability. Every step is laid out just like in a courtroom.
Okay.
Arbitration operates on that same principle.
Right.
So you have clear-cut rules,
Yeah.
a binding decision from the arbitrator.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Right.
But how is mediation like spaghetti?
Well, think about a big plate of spaghetti.
Okay.
All those strands twisting and turning,
Yeah.
it's messy, it's fluid.
Right.
There's no one right way to untangle it.
Okay.
Mediation aims to find a solution that works for everyone involved, which might involve exploring unconventional paths.
Yeah. Now that lack of structure.
That would definitely make me a little nervous.
I can see that. Why is that?
I tend to like knowing what to expect,
Yeah.
having a clear process, but I imagine some people might actually thrive in that spaghetti environment,
Oh, absolutely.
right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you've hit on a crucial point.
Okay.
It's not about one being better.
Right.
It's about choosing the tool that fits the job.
Okay.
You wouldn't use a hammer
Yeah.
to tighten a screw.
Right.
You need the right tool.
Makes sense.
So arbitration, with its clear-cut decisions, that can be great for situations where you need a final resolution.
Okay.
Maybe like a contractual dispute where the relationship isn't the priority.
Right.
But if you're dealing with something
Yeah.
like a business partnership
Okay.
where maintaining that relationship is key,
Right.
mediation might be the way to go.
Gotcha.
That flexibility allows for more creative solutions and can help preserve those crucial bonds.
So even if you're not the mediator,
Right.
understanding those different approaches can help you advocate for
Absolutely.
the process that best suits your needs.
You got it.
That's pretty empowering.
I think so. Knowledge is power,
All right.
especially in conflict.
Yeah.
The more you understand the tools and the processes available, the better equipped you are
Right.
to navigate those challenging conversations.
Okay, so let's dig into these mediation mind shifts
All right, let's do it.
that the source highlights.
Okay.
So these are like
Yeah.
the mental adjustments we need to make to move from gridlock to resolution.
I'm ready.
The first one focuses on people.
Okay.
So instead of seeing the other party as the enemy, the source encourages us to see them as a potential collaborator.
That's a huge shift,
Right.
especially when emotions are running high.
Yeah. So instead of viewing it as us versus them,
Yeah.
it's more like,
Right.
hey, we might actually be able to work together on this.
Exactly.
But how do you actually do that when you're feeling so frustrated or maybe even angry?
Well, here's a concrete step that you can take.
I'm listening.
Before you go into a negotiation or a difficult conversation,
mm-hmm.
try to identify at least one shared goal you and the other party have.
Okay.
Maybe it's reaching a fair agreement.
Right.
Maybe it's avoiding a costly legal battle or just maintaining a working relationship.
Right.
Focusing on that shared goal, mm-hmm. even if it's small.
Yeah.
That can help shift your mindset.
Right.
From adversarial to collaborative.
That's a fantastic tip.
I think so.
And it leads us nicely into the second mind shift.
Let's hear it.
Moving away from rigid positions.
Okay.
So it's about shifting from I'm right, you're wrong.
Right.
To exploring different interpretations of the situation.
Oh, totally.
The source reminds us that there isn't always one right answer.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's about finding a solution that meets everyone's needs to some extent.
That's true.
So instead of clinging to our initial positions, which can feel like these concrete blocks, we need to be willing to kind of chisel away at them.
That's a good way to put it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I imagine that can be tough.
It can.
Especially when we feel so strongly about our side of things.
Absolutely.
So how do we deal with that?
That's where the third mind shift comes in.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's shifting our focus from risks to possibilities. Instead of dwelling on what we might lose, we need to consider the potential gains of resolution. So what opportunities might open up if we can find common ground?
So it's about looking beyond the immediate conflict and seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly.
But how do we actually make these mind shifts happen?
Yeah.
It's one thing to understand a concept.
Right.
But putting it into practice feels like a whole other challenge.
It can be. The source emphasizes purposeful preparation as a key ingredient.
So it's not just about showing up and hoping for the best.
It's not.
You need to lay the groundwork beforehand.
You got it.
Okay, so being proactive.
Yes.
Strategic.
That's it.
Rather than reactive and emotional.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense.
Good.
So it starts with understanding our own goals and interests.
It does.
What are we hoping to achieve?
Yeah.
What are our non-negotiables?
Right.
What are we willing to compromise on?
That's right.
It's like creating a roadmap for yourself.
It is.
Before you embark on a journey,
mm-hmm.
you need to know where you want to go and how you plan to get there.
Exactly.
And just like with any journey,
right.
it's helpful to anticipate those potential obstacles and detours.
Those will come up.
Right. So in this context of conflict resolution, that means trying to understand the other side's perspective.
Yes.
So putting ourselves in their shoes, even if we don't agree with their stance.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what might their motivations be?
Right. What are they concerned about?
Yeah.
What information do they need to feel comfortable moving forward?
That's where research can come in handy.
It can.
Like gathering data. Understanding the legal landscape, if that applies.
Yeah.
Doing some background research on the individuals involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
The more prepared you are,
right.
the more confident and effective you'll be in navigating those tricky conversations.
But preparation isn't just about gathering information.
It's not.
It's also about getting ourselves mentally and emotionally ready for the challenges that conflict brings.
Oh, it can be such a roller coaster.
It really can be.
Conflict can be incredibly stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crucial to develop coping mechanisms.
Okay.
Whether it's deep breathing.
Right.
Mindfulness exercises.
Yeah.
Or simply taking breaks when you need them.
Right.
Find what helps you manage those intense feelings. And I think it's also important to remember that we don't have to go through this alone.
That's a great point.
Having a trusted friend or a colleague or even a professional mediator to talk things through can be incredibly helpful.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
Sometimes just having someone to listen.
Yeah.
And offer a different perspective.
Yeah.
Can make all the difference.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's
it's important to have that support. Yeah. It's like having a coach in your corner.
Right.
Someone to help you see the bigger picture and strategize your approach.
Yeah, it makes me think of those like boxing movies.
Yeah.
Where the fighter has their team in the corner.
Yeah.
And they're giving advice between rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just about throwing punches.
It's not.
You know?
No.
It's about strategy.
Absolutely.
And knowing when to defend.
When to attack.
When to take a step back.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. And speaking of taking a step back.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you can think of a time.
Sure.
Where you had to consciously apply these mind shifts.
Oh, yeah. I remember a situation.
Okay.
It was a community project.
Oh, community project.
Yeah.
Those can be intense.
They can be.
Everyone has a stake in the outcome.
It's true.
So what was going on?
So we were trying to decide on the location for a new park.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Accessibility is usually a key consideration for those kinds of public spaces.
Exactly. But we had these two main groups with very different ideas.
Okay, so what were the sticking points?
Well, one group wanted the park in a more central location, easily accessible for everyone.
Right.
But the other group felt strongly that the park should be built in a more secluded area.
Okay.
Surrounded by nature, a place for quiet reflection.
Okay, so both sides had
yeah.
valid points.
They did.
How did you even bridge that gap?
Well, at first, yeah. we were all pretty entrenched
right.
in our positions.
Of course.
But then we started asking each other questions. Not to challenge,
right.
but to genuinely understand.
So you were intentionally putting those mind shifts into practice.
Yeah.
Moving from adversaries to collaborators.
Mm.
Seeking understanding.
Yes.
Rather than just pushing your own agenda.
That's right.
Wow.
And as we started talking about our underlying interests and concerns, things started to shift.
Interesting. So tell me more about that.
Well, the group that wanted the park centrally located was worried about accessibility
yeah.
for seniors and families with young children.
Mm-hmm.
They envisioned a vibrant community hub, a place for people to connect.
Yeah, those are definitely important considerations.
Absolutely. And the group advocating for the secluded spot,
yeah.
they were passionate about preserving green space and creating a peaceful retreat from the hustle and bustle of city life.
Right.
They wanted a place where people could connect with nature and find a sense of tranquility.
So it wasn't just about the location itself.
Right.
But the deeper needs and values
yeah.
that each group represented.
Yes. And once we understood those underlying motivations,
yeah.
we were able to brainstorm more creative solutions instead yeah. of getting stuck in a win-lose mentality.
Right.
We started looking for a win-win.
I love that.
Yeah.
So what happened?
We ended up finding a location
okay.
that was tucked away in a natural setting.
Okay.
But still easily accessible by public transportation.
Gotcha.
And had amenities for a variety of ages and needs.
That's a fantastic outcome.
It was a good outcome.
Everyone's needs were met in some way.
Right.
And you created something really special for the community.
And it was a reminder that even when disagreements seem insurmountable,
yeah.
there's always potential for collaboration and creative problem solving
right.
if we're willing to shift our perspective.
But wouldn't that have been a lot easier
yeah.
if everyone had come into the process
right.
with those mind shifts in place from the beginning?
You raise a really interesting point. It makes me think about how much conflict could be avoided or at least minimized.
Right.
If we all cultivated these mindsets
yeah,
as yeah. a part of our everyday lives.
It's like building those muscles of empathy and understanding mm-hmm. so they're ready to be used
right.
when those inevitable disagreements arise.
Exactly. And it brings us back to the importance of purposeful preparation.
Right.
The source material emphasizes that this preparation goes beyond
okay.
just knowing your own goals and anticipating the other side's perspective. It also involves preparing yourself emotionally for the challenges
right.
that conflict often brings.
That's so important. Conflict can be such an emotional roller coaster.
It can trigger all sorts of reactions.
It can.
Stress, anxiety, anger, frustration.
Yeah, if we're not prepared to handle those emotions.
It's true.
They can easily derail the whole process.
You're absolutely right. It's about recognizing that these emotions are normal.
Yeah.
And finding healthy ways to cope with them.
Yeah.
That might involve taking breaks when things get heated.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing deep breathing techniques.
Yeah.
Or even seeking support from a trusted friend or colleague.
And speaking of support.
Yeah.
I think it's crucial to remember.
Yeah.
That we don't have to navigate conflict alone.
Absolutely.
Sometimes bringing in a neutral third party, like a mediator,
right.
can be incredibly helpful.
It can.
They can facilitate communication,
yeah.
help us see things from different angles, guide us towards a mutually acceptable solution.
Absolutely. A skilled mediator can act as a sort of translator, helping us decipher the language of conflict
right.
and bridge those gaps in understanding.
Mm-hmm.
They can also help us stay focused on the shared goal of resolution.
Right.
Even when emotions are running high.
It's like having a referee in a game.
Yeah.
Someone to enforce the rules,
keep
things fair.
Right.
Make sure everyone's playing by the same playbook.
That's a great way to put it. And it underscores the importance of process,
right.
which we touched on earlier,
yeah.
whether you're choosing mediation, arbitration, yeah. or another approach.
Yeah.
Understanding the rules of the game
right.
can make a world of difference.
Okay, so to recap.
Yes.
We've talked about aligning expectations.
We have.
Understanding the differences between mediation and arbitration.
Right.
And embracing those three key mind shifts.
Yes.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Law facts.
Right.
And risk responsibilities.
That's right.
And we've emphasized the power of purposeful preparation.
Absolutely.
Getting clear on your goals.
Yeah.
Anticipating the other side's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And preparing yourself emotionally.
Yes.
For the challenges ahead.
Good.
And we've explored how these mind shifts can be applied.
Yeah, how?
In real world situations.
Yes.
Like the Community Park Project.
Exactly. It's a reminder that even when disagreements seem impossible to resolve,
mm-hmm.
there's always potential for collaboration and creative problem solving. If we're willing to shift our perspective.
Okay, all of this is incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, there's a part of me that's wondering.
Okay.
Can these mind shifts really make a lasting difference?
That's a great question.
It's one thing to apply them.
Yeah.
In a formal mediation or negotiation.
Right.
But can they really change how we interact with each other in everyday life?
I think that gets to the heart of what this whole deep dive is about.
Right. Like, are these mind shifts just tactics?
Yeah.
For resolving disputes?
Mm-hmm.
Or can they actually help us build stronger relationships and create a more harmonious world?
Yeah.
If we're constantly battling it out.
Yeah.
Even in small ways.
Mm-hmm.
Creates this like underlying tension and stress.
Absolutely.
But if we can approach those disagreements.
Right.
With a more collaborative mindset.
Yeah.
Maybe we can transform those conflicts into opportunities for growth and connection.
That's a powerful idea. And it reminds me of something the source material touched on. The importance of shifting from a focus on positions to a focus on interests.
That's a distinction that I've heard before.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I fully grasp it.
Okay, well, let me elaborate.
Please.
It's about digging deeper than just what we want.
Okay.
Which is our position.
Mm-mm.
And understanding the why behind it.
Okay.
Our interest.
Okay, I see.
For example, let's say two siblings are arguing over who gets to use the family car on a Saturday night.
Okay, classic.
Right. Their positions might be, I need the car. No, I need the car.
Right, typical.
But if you dig a little deeper,
yeah.
you might discover that one sibling needs the car to go to a job interview,
right.
which is tied to their interest in financial security.
Right.
The other sibling needs the car to attend a friend's birthday party,
right.
which is tied to their interest in social connection.
So by understanding those underlying interests,
yes.
you open up the possibility of finding a solution that addresses both needs.
Exactly. Maybe they can work out a carpool arrangement. Or one sibling can offer to drive the other.
Yeah.
The point is, by focusing on interests
right.
rather than just positions,
mm-hmm.
we can move beyond a win-lose mentality
okay.
and explore a wider range of options.
It's like expanding the pie instead of just fighting over the slices.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
And this shift from positions to interests
yeah.
can have a profound impact on how we approach conflict
right.
in all areas of our lives,
mm-hmm.
from personal relationships to professional negotiations to societal issues.
It's like upgrading our conflict resolution software.
Okay.
From like an older version
right.
that's prone to glitches
yeah.
to a newer, more sophisticated system that can handle those complex interactions
okay.
with more grace and effectiveness.
I love that analogy. And it highlights the fact that these mind shifts aren't just about resolving disputes.
Yeah.
They're about evolving
yeah.
as individuals and as a society.
Okay.
They're about learning to communicate more effectively, to understand and empathize with others,
right,
and
yeah.
to find solutions that work for everyone involved.
So it's not just about ending arguments.
It's not.
It's about changing the way we relate to each other.
Precisely. It's about cultivating a mindset of collaboration, understanding, and respect, even when we disagree.
Now, all this talk about mind shifts and conflict resolution
yeah.
has got me thinking.
Okay.
Our source material focuses on these concepts in the context of
right.
formal mediation or negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't these same principles apply to any kind of disagreement?
I think so.
Big or small.
Yeah.
Like even a casual argument with a friend or family member.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't usually call in a mediator
right.
to settle a squabble over whose turn it is to do the dishes or something.
No.
But could those same mind shifts?
Yeah.
Focusing on people? being open to different interpretations,
right?
Considering possibilities instead of just risks.
Oh, absolutely.
Could those help us navigate those everyday disagreements?
Yeah.
With less stress and more positive outcomes.
You've hit on something really important. We often compartmentalize these skills thinking they only apply in formal settings.
Right.
But the truth is, those everyday disagreements are the training ground for those bigger conflicts.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're where we learn to communicate effectively.
Okay.
How to manage our emotions and how to find solutions that work for everyone.
It's like learning to ride a bike with training wheels.
Exactly.
You start with the smaller challenges.
Right.
To build up your balance and confidence before you hit the open road.
And just like with any skill.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
Right.
The more we consciously apply these mind shifts in our daily interactions, the more natural and intuitive they become.
So it's not just about resolving the immediate conflict.
It's not.
It's about cultivating a more collaborative and understanding approach to all of our relationships.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to the idea of shifting from positions to interests.
Okay.
Imagine applying that principle in your everyday conversations. Instead of digging in your heels and insisting on being right.
Right.
What if you took a step back.
Okay.
And tried to understand the other person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What are their underlying needs and motivations?
Okay.
What are they really trying to communicate?
That's a powerful shift.
It is.
It requires a certain level of humility.
Yeah.
A willingness to let go of the need to be right all the time.
It does. And it also requires a genuine curiosity about the other person.
Right.
Instead of approaching disagreements with a sense of judgment or defensiveness.
Yeah.
What if we cultivated a genuine curiosity about their experience?
Okay.
What if we asked questions like, help me understand why this is so important to you?
Mm.
Or what am I missing here?
Yeah, those questions alone could completely change the dynamic of a conversation.
Right.
Instead of feeling like a battle, it becomes more of a collaborative exploration.
Exactly. And that shift in energy can open up all sorts of possibilities for understanding connection and creative problem solving.
So to bring it all together, we started by talking about these mediation mind shifts as tools for resolving conflict.
We did.
But as we've explored them further, I'm seeing them as much more than that.
Me too.
They're really about transforming the way we communicate and relate to each other, both in formal settings and in our everyday lives.
That's a beautiful way to sum it up.
Thanks.
It's about moving from a culture of conflict to a culture of collaboration.
Okay.
From a mindset of scarcity to a mindset of abundance.
Right.
From a focus on winning and losing to a focus on mutual understanding and shared success.
And it all starts with those small intentional shifts.
It does.
In our thinking and behavior.
One conversation at a time.
Wow.
One disagreement at a time.
Okay.
One relationship at a time.
Well, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
And I hope it sparks some new ideas for our listeners as well.
I hope so. So, remember, conflict is a natural part of life.
Right.
It's how we choose to approach it.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference.
Right.
By cultivating these mind shifts, we can transform conflict from a destructive force into an opportunity for growth, connection, and positive change.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder your own mediation mind shifts.
Think about it.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
And remember, there's always more to discover.